Good evening, ladies. What's really going on? It's your girl, Tasha. I'm coming at you with Talk to Tasha, Life and Stuff. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about real life, real issues, girl, real conversations. And hopefully we try to get down to some real solutions. So listen up. We are in the first week of January 2020. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We are in the first week of January 2020. And here's what I want to know. What are your plans? What are your plans? We have got so much to do. And if you have not made a plan for yourself, sis, you are missing out. Do not start your new year with yesterday's burdens. Do not start your new year with 2019 drama. Do not start your new years with 2019 fears. Do not start your new years with 2019 defeats. We talked about how, you know, it's super important to be tapping into our real cray. Because some of us, I mean, let's be real. We got things going on in our headspace. Wouldn't y'all agree? And sometimes, you know, you don't understand if you're coming, if you're going. You don't understand why things are happening the way they do. You know, I was talking to a young lady this week. And I told her to get really, really, really out of the business of trying to figure people out. I mean, psychologists, they can study the mind of a person. Sociology can study the people. You know, different professionals can study people all down through the years for decades and centuries. But you will never be able to figure out why people do what they do. Because most people are very spontaneous. They do things off of whim and emotion. If they feel in some type of way, they might pop off. And so what happens is you end up spending your life trying to figure out the madness of the next person. And what's sad, y'all, is there are so many people that is so fixated on the wrong thing. And here it is, you know, so many people tell the lie that they gonna live their best life in 2020. They gonna do it big in 2020. They finna do them in the biggest way 2020. And you're not even willing to jump off the curb. You got fear and thoughts racing through your head that you can't do this and do that. Sis, just jump off the curb. Just jump off the curb. You know, to a little kid, jumping off the curb was a big deal when we were little. But then when once we splashed down up in that water and realized it was kind of fun, what did you do? You got back up on the curb and you did it again. At what point in life have you given up on jumping off that curb? What did your curb look like? You know, I get so concerned about people making countless goals and then they back out of them and then they try to size up, well, this person said this, or you know, this person said that. You know, you have got to get out of the business of trying to figure out why people do what they do. If you can do that on tonight, I think you're gonna be done freed yourself up off 10 years of stress. I'm just saying, because if you can be honest with yourself, how many of you guys just, you know, struggle with your own thoughts? Struggle with some of your own fears, your own demons, your own tapes that play through the night all up in your head space. So if you already full time trying to figure yourself out, trying to get your crate lined up, why do we oftentimes see ourselves through the lens of the next person? But you over here trying to rock 2020 vision is what everybody out here hooping and hollering about. Not really knowing that 2015 vision is stronger than 2020 vision. I'm just saying. 2020 is not the clearest vision. The clearest vision is 2015. I'm just giving that to y'all for free. Google it, do your research, and come back and tell me what you find out. So we have got to get off this hype of I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But you're still packing on the self-defeating thoughts of last year. The self-defeating thoughts of yesterday. Nothing in our lives is going to get better until you adapt a mindset shift. A mindset shift, first of all, you acknowledge that the way you've been thinking up until now is just simply not working. Can we be honest in the house tonight? If you've grown, you should know we should always be ever evolving and ever growing. Whether you're growing spiritually, whether you're growing into an awareness that you have abandoned, whether you're growing into some breakthroughs and some ahas and some blahs and some ups and some downs, you should be in a season of your life of being in the posture of learning new things. So do these three things for yourself. Give yourself permission to do a mindset makeover. The mindset makeover says, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to evaluate. And I am going to address the things that are no longer serving me well. And I'm going to do that with ease. I don't have to do it fast. I know the world's telling you to go fast, telling you to hurry up. And so you have got to understand that nothing in 2020 is going to be this clear vision that y'all hooping and hollering about until you can put on the lens in which was prescribed to you. How can you have clear 2020 vision with the next person's prescription on? I'm just saying. The next person's prescription doesn't work for your vision. It just doesn't. How many of you guys try to put your grandmama and them glasses on, your grandpa glasses on, or your kids or your grandkids put your glasses on? Baby, you be like, ooh, is y'all blind? These suckers are strong. And so those same set of glasses is perfect for the person they prescribe for, right? But you might say, ooh, that prescription too strong for me. And that's because you're rocking in the lenses of someone else. So it's very difficult to be in a space of having this clear vision when you got on the next person eyeglasses. You're seeing your life through the lens of someone else. You're seeing things play out through the lens of your past. You're seeing things play out based on what happened to you in your life. And so you have got to give yourself permission to A, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for believing that you are nothing more than what you have experienced up until now. Give yourself permission to put on your own glasses of life, your magnifying glasses for some of us, because some of us need that extra dimension to look deep down into our past to understand, girl, if you got through that thing that you may have buried, and some of us, let's be honest, you need to pull out a magnifying glass because you often forget where you came from and what you've gotten through. When you didn't think you were going to make it through, you made it through. And so sometimes we constantly looking at the thing that's in front of us and what's before us, not really realizing that you've gotten through something worse before. And we all do it, let's be honest. So that's why it's good to have checks and balances in your life. When you're feeling like you're going to give up and you're feeling discouraged, you have that girlfriend or the homie tell a friend that said, girl, I know you're going through something. Your emotions is yours, they raw. Can't nobody tell you how to feel in terms of your expressions of emotions because they are natural. But they can nudge you on the shoulder and say, sis, Remember back in 2011? You survived that car accident? Remember you survived that job layoff? Remember you got through that surgery? Remember your kids, you know, was in the funk and they came out? You got to take it back down memory lane. So we have got to tap back into our own vision. Get out of the lane of the next person. There's no room for you there. That lane is full. There's no room for you in grandpa and grandma glasses. Get your own vision. And if you got to make that appointment with that eye doctor, make that appointment. We talking about a figurative eye doctor appointment. Who do you go to for direction? Who do you go to for corrective lenses? Who do you go to for a power source, a tune-up, a spiritual tune-up? Who do you go to? Who are you making that appointment with to get your vision all cleared up? That's what it boils down to. Some of you guys are at the foot doctor trying to get your vision right. That just don't match. Because ain't nothing wrong with your feet. It's the vision that you have that's clouded. Without the vision, you don't know where to move your feet. You walking on soil that you shouldn't be occupying right now. So if you're going to the foot doctor trying to get clarity on your vision, how do you think that's going to work out? They don't even have a prescription pad to give you the very thing that you need to do. So it's kind of not making any sense. So go ahead and give yourself permission on tonight. Look back over these 3 days. 3 days of 2020. And ask yourself, am I seeing a little bit more clear than I was yesterday? Am I seeing a little bit more clear than I did this morning? Am I really, really more clear than I was last year? And if so, how are you seeing things a little bit more different? Are you more forgiving? It's easy to forgive everybody else sometimes, but we don't forgive ourselves. Are you seeing yourself with this clear vision that everybody hooping and hollering about? Or do you have cataract in your vision, glaucoma, things that are blocking and hindering you to see fully what your lived experiences have brought you through and to for a time such as this? Those are the things you need to explore, because getting into the next week as we are moving forward in 2020, it's going to move with or without you. The only difference between you and the next person is your ability to get up, put the lenses on that fit you, that's assigned and prescribed to you, look through that book of bear, and have your steps ordered to mobilize and move forward so the very purpose that you crossed over to 2020 can be manifested. Does that make sense? I know it do. So get off of here, get clear about you, and start living. To do anything to the contrary is just a waste of your time. And girl, you deserve it. I'll see y'all at the next podcast. Until then, I'll see y'all at the very top of your thinking process. I holla.